The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
I wrote the following thought several days ago. Since then, the world situation is rapidly changing. Israel is at war with Hamas and Hezbollah in Lebanon, both terrorist organizations funded by Syria and Iran, the latter whose leader more than once has told the world that Israel must be destroyed. Despite my forthcoming remarks, I hope that the UN finally comes up with some solutions and advice to justify its existence for the U.S. and other democracies. This is a moment of truth for the UN. Not unlike the predictable reaction of Pavlov's dogs, who learned to salivate happily every time a bell rang, I experience a similar, though negative, reaction when thinking of the UN. Created in 1945 in San Francisco after World War II, all the nations who participated were filled with hope that together they could solve the world's problems peacefully. It was deja vu all over again, like the League of Nations created after World War I, which turned out to be a dismal failure. The UN is also a dismal failure. Countries with different basic principles and moral standards can never homogenize. Add to that the inevitable human fact that those endowed with less will hate those endowed with more, and like it or not, most in the UN hate the U.S. Also, an organization which knowingly stands by its dishonest leader, Kofi Annan, who was a party to stealing millions of dollars from Saddam Hussein's food for oil scandal, and who continues to lead the UN, is doomed to failure because it operates without integrity. So why do we remain host to this dirty group and also donate, I believe it's about $3 billion a year, to keep it alive and provide each nation member a place for its representatives to live and be immune from any accountability whatsoever? Are we not crazy? And where is our national self-respect? Haven't we seen throughout the years that when we turn to the UN for wisdom and counsel, nobody's home? Recently, we have urged the UN to come up with solutions for the North Korea problem, which could blow up the planet, and Iran, which surely could do likewise. Yet no decision is forthcoming because the UN is filled with intrigue, corruption, and prejudice. Let's face it, most members hate us with a passion because we are their foolish, generous benefactors. I sound like a broken record, but let's invite the UN to leave the U.S., resign from it, and let's make an alliance with other democracies whose philosophies match ours of decency, fairness, and accountability, and move ahead to make the world safer. Maybe then the rogue nations will fall in line and also care. As an addendum, here's another possible, less extreme solution. The UN has been the only kid on the block for 61 years and has shamelessly vetoed most U.S. suggestions. Thus far, it has cost our country possibly 61 times $3 billion. Before separating irrevocably, why not create a separate United Democracies now and add another perspective and dimension to global solutions? Hopefully then, the UN, faced with competition, may become energized instead of weak and disengaged, all of which may become a useful tool for true world peace. What do you think? Also, for those naive souls who believe Kofi Annan is clean, I have a bridge in Brooklyn I'd love to sell you. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.